Hey, real talk on Saltline. It's an AI writing tool for independent restaurants, turning a dish name and a few ingredients into menu descriptions, seasonal specials, and social posts in under 3 minutes. That's the whole product. The person buying this isn't a restaurant owner. It's the guy who has been running a 40-seat Italian place for 12 years, makes the best cacio e pepe in town, and still has house pasta with cheese and pepper on his laminated menu because every time he sits down to fix it, he has prep to run and a supplier on the phone. His wife wrote the descriptions 3 years ago. She left. Now nobody touches them. The page literally calls this out. Grilled chicken with vegetables. Every menu in town says the same thing. That line is doing real work because every restaurant owner has read that sentence on their own menu. Here's where the math gets interesting. The page claims 1,200+ restaurants and cafes using it. If even half are paying at a modest $29 a month, you're near $17,000 MRR. No revenue number is cited, so hold it loosely, but a user count on a public page is harder to fake. Churn on tools like this tends to be high, but restaurants that actually update their menus stay longer because the value is visible every day. The menu updated in under 3 minutes framing is smart because it answers the only real objection before the customer asks. The one thing genuinely working in its favor is the vertical focus. ChatGPT can technically do this, Jasper can do this. But neither one opens with a structured flow built around dish name plus cooking method, outputs in a restaurant's specific voice, and spits out a social caption at the same time in one pass. The job to be done is narrow enough that it actually feels like a real product, not a wrapper. The ugly part is distribution. Every AI writing company is pivoting to vertical plays right now. And the deeper problem is that these restaurant owners are not out searching for AI writing tools. They live inside Toast, Square, Yelp. The moment any of those platforms decides to add a Describe My Dish button, Saltline has an acquisition problem, not a product problem. Getting in front of independent operators without a channel partner is slow and expensive, and the 1,200 number suggests you're still early enough that the hard part hasn't hit yet. I'd ask three real prospects before another hour of building.